Ghana signed on to the new Sustainable Development Agenda, of which Goal 16 requires that the country promotes justice, peace, and inclusive society. The task for Ghana to ensure that peace prevails is even greater now as the country prepares for presidential and parliamentary election. In this special report, Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekwe gathers that political parties have a huge responsibility in ensuring that Ghana maintains the peace so as to remain honorable globally as a signatory to Goal 16, or the Sustainable Development Goals that point to promoting peace, justice, and building stronger institutions by 2030.
All people involved, they should come. See, because Ashama here, we have so many different of our talks over here.
46-year-old Joseph Odunton, who has lived in cosmopolitan Ashaiman in the Greater Accra region of Ghana for more than 30 years, is convinced that promoting just, peaceful, and inclusive societies, especially during election, is the responsibility of political parties.
If you don't come here to educate them, anything can be happy. I know what I'm talking about. Anything can be happy.
And yet, one will often hear leaders of political parties trying to outdo each other with accusations and counter-accusations. What these political party leaders do not realize is that their politics of divisiveness is gradually eating into Ghana's fabric of peace. How then can these triggers for political violence be stopped? A Media Foundation for West Africa's Language Monitoring Project report recently cited the New Patriotic Party, NPP, as being the top-ranking political party that uses abusive language on the airwaves. The NPP topped the list of culprits of 27 incidents, while the National Democratic Congress, NDC, followed with 16. Election experts are of the view that the responsibility of creating a just and peaceful society is the onus of the political parties. Pollster Ben Ebsen could not agree enough.
Why do people think that even issues should tell the politics? If you are NDC, you want to stay in power. If you want to come in power, why are they lazy? Why you lose the vote? It's easy about that part. You sit down and go on jamboree and you pay the price.
Evidently, political parties are expected to work harder to consolidate Ghana's peace and create just societies around us. Senior fellow of the Institute for Democratic Governance, IDEC, Kwesi Jonah, shares the same view.
A lot of the times, they don't recruit well-educated polling agents and they don't give them sufficient training for them to know exactly what it is that they are at the police station to do. And this also creates problems. Some parties, even including some big parties, sometimes give the training so late, just a few days before the election, so they rush through. It is important to recruit and train the polling agents well in advance. It is important to recruit people with adequate levels of education to serve as a polling agent. It is important to recruit polling agents who are dedicated to the cause of the party. One of the small parties was telling me, I didn't know that most of our polling agents, they belong to the big party.
They belong to what?
It's a small party and had recruited some people as polling agents. They in fact turned out to be people who were members of the big parties. They were not belong to the small party and yet they recruited them. And so it's funny, but it is something that the parties must attach a lot of importance to.
Now, what exactly does promoting a just and peaceful society mean to the youth during this election season?
We should avoid tribal politics. So if we take all those things out of the scene, I think Ghana, we can have a peaceful election and we all move on as one country after and before the election.
Peter, have you been talking to your colleagues about this issue you just told us?
Yes, I'm an activist, student activist on campus, and I always enhance this. I talk to my people about this.
An 18-year-old student, then Peter Akumoji, tells it all with a reminder to politicians to maintain the peace and keep Ghana alive. As Ghana continues on the path towards election 2016, let us all be reminded that Sustainable Development Goal 16 requires that we work collectively as a country to contribute by ensuring that there is peace, justice, and that strong institutions are built and sustained globally by the year 2030. Rebecca Ekpe, Radio Ghana, Accra.